You're listening to SBS News.
An inseparable part of Australia's image abroad, golden beaches surrounded by crystal clear water, one of the main attractions for migrants who come to Australia. But as Amar Singh, president of Turbans for Australia, explains, looks can be deceptive for members of his community.
It's intimidating in a way of the unknown. Migrant communities don't know where the rips are, where the currents are, where, say, the blue bottle might be. It's just a mystery to them, but yet what advertising says, come to Australia, see the beautiful beaches, the white sand and the blue waters. Everyone is tempted to smell the ocean.
And that temptation can have deadly consequences. 47% of drowning deaths in Australia in the past 15 years were among people born overseas. And Indian migrants account for the highest proportion of that number. A new survey from the University of New South Wales Beach Safety Group is now trying to understand why that is the case. It's more complex than the popular perception of ignorance. Professor Rob Brander is one of the study's authors.
And we found that most people who live less than 10 years in Australia are the ones that visit beaches more frequently, but are less likely to have had swimming lessons, heard of the flags, understand things like rip currents, or have participated in a beach safety program. So the message there is we really need to improve our beach safety education of new migrants and relatively new migrants.
Almost half of the 249 migrants from South Asian nations surveyed admitted they did not know how to swim, but still intended to enter the water anyway. Many were often fully clothed, which can make it more difficult to swim. While more than half ventured out into the water at unpatrolled beaches, more than a quarter also had a limited understanding of the red and yellow flag system, and more than half admitted they did not swim between them regularly. Professor Brander fears something in the surf safety message is being lost in translation.
One of the main responses we got was that often they read signs and they don't really understand the terminology. And they thought it would help a lot if a lot of the common beach safety signage, for example, was translated in different languages. The thing that might not translate is why should you swim between these flags? And actually, there was some evidence in our survey that people saw the red in the flags and assumed that meant danger, or they thought it was a private swimming area. So I think you need to explain to people what the flags represent.
Mr. Singh believes there are also cultural barriers that current water safety messaging are not penetrating.
People coming from different cultural backgrounds, language backgrounds, they have all those barriers to overcome before they can understand the basics. I've had people say, why are people running into those two flags? The whole beach is empty. So people don't understand that area has been marked safe by lifeguards. But then again, they say, who are the lifeguards? They just think it's random people wearing random clothes.
There are numerous surf safety programs targeted at migrants attending beaches across the country, many of which have been successful in teaching new migrants, especially children, how to enjoy themselves safely. But Professor Brander says the approach should be expanded to be more community-focused.
There's a lot of great programs out there that are trying to address beach safety in these communities, and I'm sure, you know, many of them are good, but the challenge is actually reaching these people and motivating them to be interested in learning to swim lessons and beach safety programs. So I think a lot more effort needs to go into that sphere, and there needs to be a bigger drive to educate these people from within their community.
Turbans for Australia has been running its own community program using limited grant money to produce swim safety videos that are culturally appropriate. Mr. Singh says he would like to see more support given to organisations like his to convey this important message, citing the success of community-led information drives during the COVID-19 pandemic.
We need to do more on those levels so people can understand in a language, in a way they can understand, and the faces they're familiar with. Somewhere along this line, I think we really miss the key target market, which is the migrant communities, because if we look at everything by the stats and numbers, people that are drowning are least catered for in these water safety campaigns.
In a statement, a spokesperson for Surf Lifesaving Australia told SBS News in many states, safety information as well as practical programs are delivered to cater for the diverse community that makes up Australia. SLS state entities have various programs across the country that are already in place to increase exposure of new Australians to water safety, many collaboratively supported by community leaders and other water safety professionals. Naveen Razik, SBS News.